that time again to welcome Sam Newfielding. It's our Mind, Body and Spirit feature. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Jill. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm glad it's the school holidays.
Yeah, so am I. Get to sleep in till, 10 past 7.
Exactly. You get 10 luxury. Past 7 at your house. That's wonderful.
Luxury.
Absolutely.
So what's the topic today?
Today we're going to cover a technique called Bowen technique, which isn't something that everybody's heard about. So once again, we're in the position of being able to educate our listeners with something hopefully that's new to them. It's a very gentle therapy and it combines precise trigger point moves on the body with plenty of quiet time alone where the brain is doing all the work. And because I'm not a specialist in this field at all, I've brought along with me a lady who is, Diana Menzies-Smith. And she has over 10 years' experience working with Bowen, so she's going to be the lady who can answer all the questions on it today.
Welcome, Diana.
Thank you. Good morning.
Afternoon.
That's okay.
I said it too earlier on. Good morning. So we'll start off by, Diana, is Bowen technique so named for a particular reason?
Yes, it was named after its founder, Tom Bowen, who lived in Australia. He was alive between 1916 and 1982. And he discovered that after working, being in service in World War II, that he wanted to devote his life to developing a technique that would help to alleviate suffering. And he found that by doing very precise moves on the body, very gentle rolling type moves, they had an empowering effect to help the body to alleviate.
So I remember when we spoke about Tom, you mentioned to me that he worked with a lot of patients during the World War. How many patients was he working with?
Yes, a study that was done in Australia assessed that he was working with up to 13,000 patients a year, which was quite incredible considering that they were coming 7 days apart and often only one or two sessions were needed.
And he had no formal training?
No, he had no formal training in any modality or discipline. He often said that he felt that this technique had been given to him as a gift from God.
How fantastic. And it's now given to Diana as well. So we're very lucky.
Sam, also, what sort of conditions does this technique treat well?
Well, it's for many complaints. It does have a mind, body and spirit perspective to it, because although it is, as Diana's just mentioned, a trigger point therapy, Diana will explain why it works on so many different options.
It's not really a trigger point therapy. I should actually just say that, because trigger points work on the center of the muscle, whereas with Bowen we're doing these gentle rolling moves where two muscles come together, where they overlap. So it can actually treat multiple conditions at the same time and dramatically improve health and well-being, because each move addresses the whole of the body. So most commonly, I would be treating musculoskeletal problems, i.e. back, neck, frozen shoulders, knee, ankle, repetitive strain injury. We see a lot of that with computers these days. Sciatica, sports injuries, and even things like ME.
So very good for orthopedic work.
Yes, very, very good. And also just stress and tension. Yeah. Migraine and headaches can respond quite well. And allergies and respiratory complaints such as asthma, which in babies, you know, that can be an issue.
Yes.
Baby colic. And female sort of conditions like infertility. I've had quite a bit of success with Bowen with that. And it can be done on pregnancy, newborn, and for menstrual hormonal conditions, digestive as well.
Fantastic. So it can actually treat anybody at any age?
Yes, from
Brilliant.
The newborn to the elderly. So I've done specialist stroke courses as well.
And do you find people come to you as a first port of call?
Generally not, unless it's someone I've met, you know, personally. Most people seem to have gone everywhere before they've come to me. So I see some quite chronic conditions, and very often conditions I've never even heard of before. So, and they can have amazing results.
Brilliant. Excellent stuff.
And you mentioned trigger point process. Is that like acupressure then?
Well, acupressure, again, well, we work over, it's not exactly trigger point, as I said, because you do these gentle rolling moves, you pull the skin slack back and you challenge the muscle and then you just sort of roll over, which gives a message to the brain, and the brain then decides what it's going to send it. So acupressure works, I don't know much about acupressure, but it's not acupressure. We do work over acupuncture points, like meridian lines. So each move, this is why it addresses the whole body, because you have meridian lines, energy centers that go through the body. So it will address all of you in one go, yes.
And where are you working on the muscles then, Diana?
On very precise points. Mm-hmm. So this is where the trigger point comes in, because it does address them. So we would do basic relaxation moves one, which would address anything from the waist down. So the first pair of moves would be at the base of the spine. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like the spaghetti junction, where all the nerves go through and send the message along the motor neuron chain to the brain. We work on the buttocks, on the hamstrings, the knees, all up through the spine, the erector spinae muscles around the neck and shoulders. So they're basic relaxation moves, which are actually prerequisites to any precise treatment that you do. And I've got about 98 procedures at my fingertips.
Brilliant.
So there's not really a condition that it can't treat.
Fantastic. When you're working on the muscles then, which part are you working on?
Over the fascia.
Perfect. And what is that?
It's connective tissue. It's quite amazing. It's like a sponge, really. It's like the sauce. If you imagine a sausage and the skin over the sausage, we're literally working over that sort of part. And it's quite lubricated. I've actually done a human fascia dissection course. So you can actually see that it connects all the muscles over the bone, along the spine, all the way through. So when you do these moves over the fascia, it sets up like a vibration.
Right.
And it travels through. So it's a bit like if you imagine throwing a stone into a pond and you threw a stone in, you get a big splash and then nothing. So we skim over the surface.
Very gentle.
And by doing this, like, you know, when you're throwing a stone across a pond and it ripples across and it keeps going. So the ripples go on for way after this time that the stone has actually dropped.
Right.
So it's like fine-tuning an instrument, you know, a violin or something, that when it's discordant, the sound doesn't sound very nice, but when it's tuned, it's in harmony. So that's what we're trying to do, tune the body to bring it into balance.
That sound, doesn't it sound lovely, Jill?
It does. It sounds really relaxing as well. So,
and I guess what's also important is that when those ripples are taking place, what's happening then?
Well, we leave the patient for 2 minutes, sometimes longer. It depends, because each person is individual. So as this message is going along the motor neuron chain, because we're not actually imposing anything on, because it's so gentle, they may get sensations of hot or cold or pins and needles, or even an emotional release, which can happen. Or they might get a light bulb moment where they decide, right, I'm going to change jobs or
inspiration.
What have you. Yes, inspiration. They're often very creative, actually. Yes, so hot, cold, and it can go on working for up to 10 days afterwards, which is what I find so miraculous about this treatment, because it's not just what happens in the session, but it's what happens as the time goes on in between sessions, which are normally 7 days apart.
Okay, cool.
And when you say it can go on for 10 days, does that mean these effects? I mean, could you get any of these pins and needles?
So because you're detoxing, which I think we all know when you're working holistically with complementary therapy, because it's aiming to improve circulation, eliminate toxins, aid venous and lymphatic drainage and improve your assimilation of nutrients. Very often people, they might feel tired afterwards. If you've done too much work, you may get a healing crisis. So that's where the expert comes in as to how much work that you would do. Often people feel really energized. They go away feeling pain-free, but they can get headaches or things when they're detoxing. They may also lose a pound in weight because the metabolism is increased.
I don't know a woman in the world that wouldn't complain about it. Would complain about that. So does the client need a lot of these Bowen technique sessions?
No, each one is individual, so they're tailor-made to the condition of the patient, depending on how chronic it is. Very often just one session can be enough. You may need two or three. Normally people need 2 to 3 sessions, but we have to do these prerequisites that I just mentioned, these basic relaxation moves. So it prepares the body the week before for what you're about to do, because sometimes to go in and treat a pelvis directly or a frozen shoulder can shock the patient slightly.
Yes.
And so it's a bit like just leaving it to the side for a bit so that the person can process.
So during that preparation time then, what else is the client supposed to do?
In between the two treatments, well, it's really important on the day of treatment that they don't sit for more than half an hour at a time and drink plenty of water. We suggest 2 litres of water a day, and then maybe to walk for, 15 minutes to keep active from the day afterwards. And they may be given remedial exercises to do as well.
Excellent. And I remember you said to me it's important that they don't do anything else, any other treatments.
Yes, because other treatments can interfere with Bowen, such as, osteopathy or chiropractic or even hands-on healing, energy work. But 4 days before and 5 days afterwards, Bowen will not interfere with other treatments, though, because it is so gentle.
And that's from basically what you're saying, that's the key to it. It sounds like it is very, very gentle, a very pleasant experience.
It is. It's lovely. And it can be done on the skin or through clothes, lying on a couch or seated in a chair.
Oh, that is even better, isn't it? One of the difficulties that we sometimes have is when people come to see us that they don't necessarily feel comfortable immediately with taking off their clothes.
Yes.
And, of course, this one can work through.
So it can be done in the workplace, for example.
Even better. Fantastic stuff. That sounds brilliant. And I know because of your experience in the field, you've done little courses that are specialising in particular areas with Bowen as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have to do what they call CPDs, which are core professional development. So each therapist is assessed. We have to do at least 16 hours of CPDs a year. So among that, I've done specialist bad back courses, ME, strokes, mother and baby, etc. So,
which is great because it also widens the clientele that you're able to treat and the conditions that you're meeting.
Yes.
So that's
and
fantastic.
Sports injuries have been a huge thing. So I've treated some quite well-known sports people, tennis players, footballers, ballerinas, etc.
Marvellous. And what kind of results are we expecting to see? I know you gave me an absolutely fabulous result when we spoke over the telephone. You were speaking about some pelvic work.
Oh, well, I had an amazing result last week, actually, from a young girl. You can see up to 4 inches leg length discrepancy, and this person had plates in her leg. She was actually about 2.5 inches, and she went on and won the Letchworth Open Golf the week after, and I was absolutely thrilled. So that was really good. So we can see some super results.
It's very rewarding, isn't it, when people are getting that kind of result from a treatment that is so very, very gentle that you almost can't even notice it's actually happening.
And that's one session,
Yeah. And it seems from what you're saying that almost the treatment, the specialist part of the treatment is taking place in the gaps, in the silence.
That's really important. So the cerebral cortex of the brain is silent.
Yeah.
So we don't really play music and we try not to talk in that session. But if stuff comes up, then we can process it.
How peaceful.
Yeah, I'd like a taste of that actually myself. So I'm sure if people want further details, can they contact you directly?
Yes, I have a website which is www.track2health.co.uk or email diana@track2health.co.uk or 01932 843 269 if you'd like to make an appointment at my private practice in Weybridge where there's ample parking.
Fantastic. Thanks, Diana. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Diana. We'll put your details on our website as well.
Thank you very much
with the link to this.
To come along. Thank you
very much. And thank you again, Sam.
Not at all.
I'll see you next week again.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.